We hope you find this WILL podcast to be valuable. A $10 voluntary credit card contribution at willpledge.org will help us continue to make podcasts of our programs available. Thank you. And that address again is willpledge.org. WILLPLEDGE.ORG. Now here's your program.
Level disturbance tracking through the Midwest tomorrow will bring a better chance of showers, mainly to the southern half of the state. Behind this disturbance, much colder air will overspread the area for the last half of the week. High temperatures today will range from the upper 60s in southern Wisconsin to near 90 degrees along the Ohio River Valley. Lows tonight will range from the 40s in Wisconsin to near 60 in southern Illinois and Indiana. The forecast for east central Illinois this afternoon, mostly sunny with a high of 83. The wind from the west around 10 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy and cooler with a low of 52. The wind will be light and from the northeast. Tomorrow, partly sunny and cooler. Look for a high of 73. The wind out of the north at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy and cool with a low of 45. A north wind from 10 to 15 miles per hour. Thursday, mostly sunny with a high in the mid-60s and a northeast wind around 10 miles per hour. Thursday night and Friday, partly cloudy. The low Thursday night in the low 40s and a high Friday in the mid-60s. Friday night and Saturday, mostly clear with a low in the mid-40s and a high Saturday in the low 70s. At noon central time, temperatures across Illinois and Indiana ranged from the upper 60s to the upper 80s. Sunshine reported across the two states. At Rockford, it was 69 degrees, 70 at O'Hare. Bloomington checked in with 78 degrees, Mattoon 84. Carbondale reported 87 degrees. It was 75 at South Bend. Lafayette checked in with 82. Indianapolis reported 87, and Terre Haute came in with a temperature of 85 degrees. Willard Airport had a sunny sky at the top of the hour, the temperature 83, the dew point 62, the relative humidity 49%. The wind out of the west at 7, the barometric pressure 29.92 and steady. And at 12:39, 82 degrees in Urbana on the campus of the University of Illinois. This is the Afternoon Magazine. I'm Celeste Quinn. When you head out to a restaurant, order by phone or online for delivery or pickup, chances are you're thinking about things like taste, convenience, and your budget. Those things are pretty easy to figure out. But what about cleanliness and sanitary practices? Does the restaurant meet public health standards? In Champaign County, you have to request that information from the Champaign Public Health District. There's currently no way to find these public records online. Restaurants are not required to post the results of inspections. CU Citizen Access, a community online news and information project that has worked with WILL in recent months, began to look into this story back in 2008. Brant Houston teaches journalism here at Illinois, and he's also involved in CU Citizen Access. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for inviting me.
Sure. So how burdensome is it for people in Champaign County to find out how safe restaurants are?
Well, you have to make an effort at this point. Unlike other counties in Illinois, not every county, but other counties and cities across the nation, you can't just get on a web and take a look at it. You can't just walk up to the window of a restaurant and see whether it has a grade. And you can't necessarily look, you can't look in the newspaper where sometimes restaurant inspection results are listed around the nation.
So how do other counties in our immediate area handle this?
Well, McLean County has been posting inspection results for some time on their web. And Vermilion County actually has the restaurants post their grade in the window, which I think anybody who visits a major city in the country will probably see now.
What were the challenges working this story? I said in my introduction that you began looking into this back in 2008.
Well, the public health district in Champaign County has really had a struggle with its computer software over the years. And they have a lot of other duties to do. So each semester I would have a student that would start making requests, because you do have to request the inspection reports under the Freedom of Information Act, since they're not available on the web. And that process would take a while for many different reasons. So the semester would come to an end and the student would move on or graduate. And so over a period of time, it became pretty difficult for anyone to finish up a story. So this time we decided, we had a student working in the spring, we would have the reporters at CU Citizen Access help them finish up the story.
Was there any reticence on the part of restaurant owners or the public health district in talking with you? Any foot dragging?
No, I don't think it's so much foot dragging as people are very busy. But what it does indicate is a lack of priority of this, which it's a high priority around the nation. There's a lot of concerns about food safety in many different ways. And, you know, a lot of times you're never quite sure whether you've gotten a foodborne illness or food poisoning from a particular restaurant or whatever. So we're really, you know, you're really counting on the inspection system to keep the restaurant owners focused on sanitary habits.
How amenable are restaurants to the idea of posting inspection reports or putting a letter grade up?
Well, I think it varies, but we found when we were talking to restaurant owners, I mean, they get inspected, they know their results. I don't think they're going to necessarily offer it in case they get a bad inspection, offer to do it themselves. So I think, you know, what you found that other cities and counties have done is they've required them to post this information, or the county or city just goes ahead and posts it on the web.
Now, Julie Pride, who heads the Champaign-Urbana Public Health District, she doesn't like the idea of a letter grade. She says it doesn't provide enough information. She says more is better. So what are the pros and cons here?
Well, I think at a certain point, you just have to accept that you got to give the public some information. I totally respect her concern of giving the public as much information as possible. But I got here in 2007, and, you know, that's 4 years ago, and started asking for the reports. We kept hearing they were going to post them soon and so forth. And, you know, we've all been involved in long-term arduous projects. At a certain point, you just got to go ahead and give the information out. The other alternative also is to send it out to the local media once a month, what your inspection reports have been, and just go ahead and do it in the old low-tech way.
The reason for these inspections is to ultimately to protect the public health. To what extent do they do that, and do they encourage proper sanitation?
Well, I think we all know, whether we're a journalist who's getting edited or whether we're a restaurant that's being inspected, having some monitoring ability always, I think, improves a little bit and sometimes a lot how people react to the requirements of sanitation. If you know somebody's going to be, inspector is going to be coming in unannounced, probably no matter what, it's throughout the chain of command in a restaurant, people are going to have that in their mind, and they're going to be a little more careful. Now, some restaurants are just going to go the extra mile no matter what. But, you know, it's not just the restaurant owner. It's the managers. It's the employees. It's the management system. And if everybody knows an inspector can walk in and find a lot of things wrong, they're probably going to be trying to avoid that happenstance.
What did you learn about the relationships between restaurants and public health districts?
I think that you don't have, at least we didn't come across a tremendously adversarial relationship. I think the public health district knows that going to war with restaurants isn't going to necessarily help things. I think they want to educate them. I think the restaurants know that if they get a foodborne illness outbreak, they could go out of business. So we didn't find any adversarial sort of things going on. I don't think we found that when there were problems that the health district didn't move in if there was a serious problem. I think we heard on an earlier program today that, you know, if you have toilets stopped up and toilet water going into the dining room, they're going to shut it down.
Yeah. What kind of changes do you hope to see result from this project?
I just think the public has a right to know what these inspections say. And quite frankly, if it is difficult for the public health district because of resources and time, CUCitizenAccess.org is looking seriously at going ahead and publishing these once a month on the website so that until the health district has the resources and time, then the public will be able to go to the website and check out a restaurant and its history. It's going to be some work. We agree on that. But because the inspections are digital, it makes it a heck of a lot easier to put up. And so with the cooperation of the public health district, we ought to be able to provide the service until they can.
And do you intend to maintain that map that you can click on? And
yeah, we think that that's very helpful to looking at things. It's very visual and easy to maneuver around, we hope. We, of course, will tweak it if it's not. We don't want to overload people with information, so it might be a monthly map. We're going to take a look at the response and interest we've had from the public on this, and the public service we think we can provide makes it all worthwhile.
What kind of response have you seen so far?
A lot of thank yous. Thanks for telling us about this. Thanks for making it public. Some people saying, why isn't the public health district doing this? And I think we had the responses from them on why they aren't quite there yet. But a lot of interest all through the county and actually from outside the county, too.
And what kind of a role could we play here in terms of being informed citizens?
I think in terms of being a citizen within this, if you've got a complaint, a legitimate complaint about sanitation in a restaurant, public health district says that they're, you know, waiting for those and will investigate those. We'll probably go ahead and put up some sections so the complaints could come into us. I think we judge them and just pass them along to the public health district. But the more chances the public has to comment and to participate in this, the better for all of us.
And any big surprise to you in the course of the last couple of years on this project?
The only surprise is that just hasn't taken the priority it has in a lot of other communities. And quite frankly, I can't help it. I travel a fair amount, and every time I walk up to a restaurant that has a grate in the window, or I see a website that has posted the restaurant inspections that has public health officials, I keep going, let's catch up.
Yeah. Well, the thing that amazes me when I stop to think about it is how often we go out to eat, and whether it's picking something up to take home or, you know, supplementing a meal or going out and eating. This is something that really affects all of us.
It does. And we didn't mean to disgust anybody by publishing details of the inspection reports, but hey, if you're in a restaurant and you see somebody not washing their hands or taking money and then going back to cooking and things like that, you ought to give the manager a heads up.
Okay. Brant, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Brant Houston teaches investigative and advanced reporting at Illinois. He's also involved in CU Citizen Access. You can find CU Citizen Access online at cu-citizenaccess.org.